It was late at night, and little Johnny prayed for the very first time. He was in his room hiding underneath the sheets, and it was 10 o'clock at night. And he could hear from the other side of the walls that were far too thin, he could hear his mom and his dad. He could hear them yelling back and forth at each other. And it was much worse than it had ever been before. And so little Johnny, he prayed something. And it was the first time he had ever prayed. He prayed something a little bit like this. God, if you're out there, it's me, Johnny. And I just kind of need to know if you're there. Because I'm kind of scared right now. And could you do something to make my parents stop fighting? And could you do something to let me know that you're there? Oh, okay, thanks. And that night he cried himself to sleep. Well, the next morning he woke up, and it was kind of like most mornings, you know, you wake up and the sun's shining and everything, and he gets ready to go downstairs, and he looks, and on the window there is something very, very strange. There's a post-it note. And it says this, S-H-M-I-L-Y. Now, Johnny wasn't that old, but he was still learning how to read, so he was trying to sound this out. Shmel, shmelly, shmiley. And it said S-H-M-I-L-Y, and then at the bottom it said, Dad. And he thought, oh, my dad must have left me a note. Well, I'll go downstairs and I'll ask him about it. So he comes down the stairs, you know, to the breakfast nook in the house. And he says, hey, Dad, there's a note. And that's when his mother said, Johnny, Your dad left last night. He might come back sometime soon, but between you and me, it's probably best that he's gone right now. And Johnny said, "But I'm pretty. He left me a note, and I don't know what it means. So he left you a note?" said his mother. "What that? He left you a note? Well, what did it say?" He said, "Well, come see." And so he got his mom and he took her back and point up to the window in his bedroom, and he right there. See, it says, do you see it, Mom? S-H-M-I-L-Y, and it's signed Dad. And his mom looks at the window. Jonathan Rudgren Peterson, there is nothing on that window, and I've had a very stressful night. Don't you play with my head. And little Johnny said, no, Mama, don't you see? There's a note right there on the window. It's a S-H-M-I-L-Y from Dad. I just want to know what that means. And his mother looked out that window. Johnny, don't you play games with me. There is nothing on that window, and you know that full well. Now go downstairs and eat your breakfast. Well, Johnny was very confused because as he looked at the window, he could see it very, very clearly, just plain as day, just right on there, S-H-M-I-L-Y. And it said, Dad, and he knew that was a note. He just didn't know what it meant. So he took the note and he tried to take it off the window, and it was funny because just the moment he picked it up, it just sort of evaporated and dissolved in his hand. Like smoke just disappearing.
This is very strange, thought Johnny.
Well, in the days following, he kept seeing these little notes in all sorts of unexpected places. places. S-H-M-I-L-Y. All of them signed Dad.
This is very strange, thought Johnny.
And yet the other thing that was so funny is when he would take it to somebody and ask them what this note meant, they just looked at him funny like they couldn't see it.
Young man, they would say,
it's good to have an active imagination, but don't play games with people. But the notes, they were all over the place. S-H-M-I-L-Y, Dad. Well, little Johnny learned over time that these notes must be very strange because other people couldn't see them very well. So either other people, something very funny was going on. So, like many people, he was, and probably like most of us would do, he just decided not to talk about it very much. But the notes would show up in the oddest of places. Like one morning, he got up and he looked out the window. He was just out on the front lawn of his house, and he looked, and there was this amazing sunrise, and just right up in the middle of the air, this note just hanging there. S-H-M-I-L-Y. Dad.
Oh, this is very strange.
Or one day as he was getting ready to go to school and he was waiting on the school bus, he was looking around and he saw a note right on the back of somebody that he hadn't met before. And so he thought he'd come up to them and he didn't mention the note, but he said, "Hi. My name is Johnny. What's your name?"
"Johnny, quit playing games with me."
And as it turned out, it started a relationship where Johnny met what the person that would be his best friend from that funny note. Yes. But the notes were all over the place. S-H-M-I-L-Y. Sometimes in the very strangest of places. Sometimes people throw my notes into the garbage. Like, S-H-M-I-L-Y. These notes all over the place. What could they possibly mean? S-H-M-I-L-Y. Showing up everywhere. Well, Johnny decided not to talk about it because it got him in trouble, even at the bus stop, even with people that could have been his friends.
Could have been it.
But one day as he was walking home from school, he went home a different route, a route he had never gone before, because it was only a few blocks to school, but he decided to go a different way. And this time, he went by, and there was a big building on the way that had great big windows, and it was very tall and had a very tall tower in there. And in front of the building, it was the strangest thing. There was this funny big stick, and it was all covered in notes. This big stick, and Johnny was looking at it. It was kind of like a telephone pole with a thing on the top. And it was all covered in notes. Well, Johnny knew that other people probably didn't see these notes, but he just had to figure out what was going on. So he went in through the front doors of this great big building with the funny telephone pole in front and this post-it note stick. And he tried to see if there was anybody in the building who could give him a clue as to what these notes might mean. Because these notes were all over the building and all over this great big funny-looking stick. So he walked in to through the front doors, and he met a very friendly-looking man. And he said, "Hi, my name is Johnny." And the very friendly man looked back at him and he said, "Hi, my name is Pastor Paul." And Johnny said, "Did you know that there's a big funny stick in front of your building?" And Pastor Paul said, "Well, yes, I do know that." And little Johnny said, "This might sound funny, but did you know that stick is covered in notes?" And Pastor Paul looked back at him and said, "Johnny, what did you say?" He said, "Did you know that your big stick is covered in notes?" And the kindly older man, he started to well up in his eyes. He said, "Johnny, do you see notes?" Johnny said, "Uh-huh." This was the first person in his whole life that had ever believed him. "Uh-huh. Do you see them?" And the kindly older man said, "I used to." He said, "What do they say?" And Johnny said, "They say, all of them, they say the same thing. All of them, they all have the same thing. And it says S-H-M-I-L-Y, dead. And my dad doesn't know anything about them, but nobody knows anything about them. But they all say the same thing, S-H-M-I-L-Y. And I'm just dying to know, what do they mean?" And the kindly older gentleman, he looked back and he was crying. Joy said, how come you're crying, mister?" The man looked back and he said, "You know, before my wife died, we used to leave notes for each other all over the place. S-H-M-I-L-Y. Johnny, that means see how much I love you." He said, "Do you see those notes too? That's exactly what it is." And the older gentleman goes, "I used to, but I don't anymore." "How come?" he said. "Well, Johnny, you've been given a gift. And it's one of those gifts that if when you ignore it, it kind of goes away. So Johnny, you need to promise me that when you see those notes, that you don't forget about them, that you pay attention to them, even if other people can't see them. Because Johnny, I believe that's a note from God." And Johnny says, Oh. "Well, how come they're all over that big stick out front?" And the kindly older gentleman said, "That big stick out front, that's a cross. And in the church we talk about how God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. And how that's a way that we know how much God loves us. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. The cross is like God's big sign that says, see how much I love you." And John said, "Oh. Wow." And kindly Pastor Paul, he said, "Johnny, you need to promise me that every time you see those notes, that you won't walk away from them. Because you know, when I was a kid, I saw those notes for a while. And people made fun of me. And I prayed one day that I'd never see those notes again. And you know what? I never did. And I've been trying my whole life to see them again. That's kind of why I came into ministry. So Johnny, you have to promise me, just promise me, that every time you see those notes, that you'll pay attention. Because God, I believe, Johnny, God's trying to send you a sign. He's trying to send you a message." And Johnny said, "Okay." He didn't know what he was doing. But he said, "Okay." And so as life went on, as it often does, and you blink and years go and they pass, Johnny, even though people didn't, it seemed like other people around him couldn't see the notes, when he saw them, he would try to do something about them. Whether it was a note that would show up on a homeless person on the side of the street, and so he would stop and he would talk and he would ask them their name. And it would seem like every time he would stop and pay attention to the notes, something good would happen. S-H-M-I-L-Y. Dad. I think, again, the notes would show up in the funniest of places. And so a whole number of years later, as he's getting ready for his first date, and he shows up at the girl's house and he knocks on the door. And let's make some sounds together so you don't fall asleep. Knocks on the door. And the girl shows up. And there's the note on her forehead. And Johnny looks at it and goes, "Mm-hmm." Or a number of years later, as he got married. And as he's waiting at the altar and he sees, and his bride rounds the corner and she starts walking up the aisle. And everybody else in the congregation, they see this beautiful woman wearing white. And what Johnny sees is this giant collection of post-it notes. Walking towards the front. Or a number of years later, at the birth of their first child. And there in the room there's a cries of pain and then a cry of new life. And the doctor says, John, would you like to cut the umbilical cord? And he says, yeah. And he's getting ready to cut. And there's the post-it note. Just right there on the little cord. Now, sometimes, just as the pastor had told him, sometimes he wouldn't always respond to the notes. Sometimes they would get in the way. Sometimes they wouldn't be in the places where he'd want them. Like, you know, he'd be driving to work and he's late and he sees somebody stopped on the side of the road in their car and with the hood up and there's a post-it note right on there and he's thinking, oh, nobody else sees those notes and I'm so busy and I'm so late, and he drives right on by. And just like the pastor had said, then there'd be a season where it would be very hard to see those notes anywhere at all. SHMILY, little notes left everywhere. His life goes on and he's, until John, now John Sr., he's in his 60s and he's sitting in a doctor's office. And the man in a long coat comes out with a very solemn look on his face. He says, sir, you'd best sit down. And John sits down, and the man in the long coat says, sir, the test results have come back. And I'm sorry to say that it's very serious. And it was right then that little John, big John, he looks back at the man and he points and he starts giggling. Sir, says the man in the long coat, I don't think you quite understand. The tests came back and it's very, very serious. Sir, why are you laughing? Because your clipboard, it's covered in post-it notes. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, he says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Let's read it together. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. What if the spiritual reality of the unending, unceasing love of God, what if the spiritual reality of that could be physically seen? What might that look like? Or what if it can be seen? we often choose to ignore it. Take just a moment, and those little discussion questions on the seats. Turn to a person next to you, or, you know, form a little clump, and talk about them for a minute. What if the spiritual truth of God's unshakable, unending, high, wide, deep, long love could be physically seen? How might that change how we live? And what if it can be seen, but we just very often choose not to see it? Talk.